Greetings, welcome to our weekly Bible study. We're coming out a little late this week. If you were trying to watch the stream on Wednesday night, you saw a technological meltdown as I took the advice of people on Google, on YouTube, to try to improve the quality of the stream. And anyway, it was a total meltdown, so I'm reshooting this week's Bible study from the desk where I normally do my day job. And so having been doing my day job, it's now Friday. But it's good to have everyone here. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 16, where we will begin part 8 of our Romans Bible study in Romans 11. But we're going to start in 10:16 because if I had been the one dividing the chapters, that's where I would have divided it. And let me turn this off. And we'll start with a word of prayer. Lord, just thankful for your word. Ask you to open our hearts and our minds that we might get to know you better and understand how you would want us to live, Lord, what your desire is for us and from us, and that we would just... We pray that we would yield to your spirit, Lord, and we ask your help with that. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 16, we'll read together. But now Paul has just laid out the importance of evangelism as it's intended for the church today, and now he's going to return his attention to the people of his flesh, he calls them, the Jews. Romans 10:16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went out into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First, Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Elijah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. I say then, has God cast away his people? God forbid. Paul writes, God forbid. Has God cast away his people? God forbid. So in that section, Paul said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is...